Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and let's begin with our day in history this January the 21st. This is Errol Barrows Day in Barbados, and Errol Barrows was the former Prime Minister of Barbados who led his country to freedom from Great Britain. They celebrate this day as Errol Barrows Day. This is the day of Dia de la Altagracia, which is a day commemorating Our Lady of Altagracia, which is the holiday in Dominican Republic. It's a feast day and a major day, and a lot of Dominicans living in our community now here who also listen to the show. This is also National Hug Day, so started by this reverend in Cairo, Michigan. So give someone a hug. It's National Hug Day. This is a day in 1525. The Swiss Anabaptist movement was founded by Conrad Grebel and others. And this is in Zurich, Switzerland, began to change the entire nature of Christianity in Europe, breaking a thousand-year tradition of church-state unions and Catholicism, especially those Germanic-speaking countries and some French-speaking. Just 10 years later, in France, Protestants were burned at the stake in front of the Cathedral of Notre Dame. This is the beginning of the Great Wars there. This is the day in 1674 that Father Pierre Mallet, because he had an almanac, foretold a lunar eclipse, impressed some of the Iroquois shamans, and was able to make his inroads for the Catholic Church among the Iroquois. This is the day in 1789, the first American novel, The Power of Sympathy or The Triumph of Nature, Founded the Truth, was printed in Boston. This is the day in 1841. Now, this is a man you can't find very much in a lot of the texts. I've been looking stuff up about him. He's not much written about him, but someone needs to. His name is P.D. Smith. In 1841, he invented numerous things, including the potato digger. He was an African-American inventor. He invented the potato digger on this date in 1891, which made it easier for people to raise potatoes and get them out of the soil. This is the day in 1861 that Jefferson Davis resigned from the U.S. Senate so he could go off to become president of the Confederacy. This is the day the wars began when the British in 1864 went in to try to defeat the Maoris in what we call New Zealand. This is the day in 1901 that the British forces defeated these two emirs in what is now northern Nigeria and the Cameroons to kind of crush the Sokoto Caliphate. And why that's important, if you look at today's world, the Sokoto Caliphate was this black Islamic nation that controlled much of this northern tier of Africa, going through the Cameroons, where Burkina Faso is now, northern Nigeria. And when the British decided to create this nation, Nigeria, they plunked a big piece of it in what the north of Nigeria. The root of a lot of the problems of today come from these kind of wars in our past. We'll link to that on our site so you can read it for yourselves. This is the day that in 1908 the Sullivan Ordinance was passed in New York City, making it illegal for women to smoke in public. Now we're talking about smoking something else in public later on this hour. This is the day that a huge strike took place in 1946. 750,000 steel workers walked out over 30 states, the largest strike up to that point. This was the day that Ahmed Sekou Touré was elected president of the Republic of Guinea in 1961, excuse me. And this is the day that in 1962, Julius Nyerere, who became Tanzania's first president, walked out of office before independence to form his own organization, the Tanganyika African National Union, that became the governing party of the republic. Because he didn't like his socialist ideals, he walked away. In 1964, this is when columnist Carl T. Rohn, African-American, became director of the United States Information Agency. And this is a battle in 1968. This was the day that Khe Sanh started, the biggest battle with U.S. Marines and the Vietnamese in Vietnam. And I encourage you all to go to steinershow.org and click on our Shared Weight series and hear the stories of Wen Carl and others who fought in that battle with people from both sides of that conflict. It's an incredible documentary we did about 8 years ago. This is the day that that Jimmy Carter in 1977 pardoned nearly all the American draft resistors who had gone to Canada. This was the day that in 1997, the United States House of Representatives reprimanded Newt Gingrich, 395-28 was the vote, for ethics violations, making him the first Speaker of the House to be disciplined. This is the same man who went after President Clinton for ethics violations. So it's interesting how one doesn't look at himself before he goes after others. This is a day in 1999 during the war on drugs, along the largest drug bust in American history. The U.S. Coast Guard intercepted a ship with over 9,500 pounds of cocaine on board. And this is and who on this day was born, Ethan Allen, Great revolutionary leader in the American Revolution, one of the founders of Vermont. This is the day that Stonewall Jackson was born in 1824, the Confederate general. This is the day that Benny Hill, the great comedian, was born. And on this day in 1941, Richie Havens, who graced his airwaves twice on my show, was born and passed away much too early. And we will be hearing his music during our breaks. And this is the day that we lost Fanny Jackson Coppin. We talked a great deal about her in October, celebrating her birth. She died on this day what year was that? She died on this day in 1913. She's who Coppin State University is named after. She was the first African American woman to graduate college. She was born a slave, and they were speaking Greek, Latin, French, Spanish, Italian. Was a great intellect, powerful figure, and she died on this day. And our Coppin State University is named after her. So that is this day in history, the 21st of January. We'll be right back.